And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. Today in the news, gold currently remains in consolidation mode, but in times like this, it's critical to remain focused on the big picture, reports FX Empire. The financial crisis that began in 2020 is far from over. It's estimated that roughly 20% of all businesses at the end of 2019 are now closed permanently. I believe gold has started a new 10-year advance in 2018 and expects it to continue until 2028, with occasional pullbacks that should be bought aggressively. Their minimum price target, $8,500 an ounce. Well, the sheer volume of fraud that has been uncovered recently is a testament of how much greed has been stimulated by the boom and validates the fact that we currently find ourselves in the midst of a mania, reports the Felder Report. This all begs the question, how much fraud is yet to be uncovered? It took the dot-com bust to reveal Enron and WorldCom as frauds. It took the great financial crisis to reveal rampant mortgage fraud and the Bernie Madoff fraud. I think this is only the tip of the iceberg. We won't know the full extent until the next major bear market arrives. Well, some 2.7 million homeowners are still pausing their monthly mortgage bills, and more might need help in the coming months, reports Wall Street Journal. The portion of homeowners postponing payments had been steadily falling from June to November, but the decrease has flattened since then as the current wave of coronavirus cases surges in communities around the country. The Federal CARES Act, passed last March, afforded borrowers the opportunity to postpone payments on federally backed mortgages for up to 12 months. And lastly, well, four times as many jobs were lost last year due to coronavirus pandemic as during the worst part of the global financial crisis of 2009, a UN report said Monday, reports Associated Press. The International Labor Organization estimated that restrictions on business and public life destroyed 8.8% of all work hours around the world last year. That is equivalent to 255 million full-time jobs. Quadruple the impact of the financial crisis over a decade ago. The drop in work translates to a loss of $3.7 trillion in income globally, with women and young people taking the biggest hits. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it now.